mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, into hour number two, we're going to be analyzing a C-SPAN piece from Lee Hamilton, one of the 9/11 cover-up artists. The massive news concerning the economy, the police state. Paul Watson with a big news blitz coming up. But right now, let's go back to your calls as promised. Andy in Florida. Andy, go ahead.
Hey, Alex. Yeah, I am calling from Florida. Just want to let you know, me and my family went to Walt Disney World this past weekend.
And they wanted you to retina scan.
No, it wasn't that bad yet. But they
they have retina scanners and thumb printers.
They did have the thumb. It did your index finger and your middle finger at the same time. But before we did that, they wanted to see our driver's licenses to make sure we're from Florida because they give you the discount, the Florida discount. Before I even realized what was going on, they swiped me and my wife's driver's license, the magnetic strip.
Yes, sir. They're designed for the new national sales tax, SeaWorld, tanning salons, grocery stores. Now I'm hearing Six Flags, Disneyland, Disney World, Epcot Center. All of it, and by the way, they're at Disney World. They do have retina scanners. I guess they weren't out that day. They wheel them out. And retina scanners, thumb scanners, finger scanners, and it all goes in the database, Bubba. And this is part of a plan, official government plan.
Unbelievable.
What did you think of it when it happened?
I didn't want to make a big ruckus because I was with my family. And I thought, you know.
Well, bottom line, I'm never going to Disney World. I'm never taking my family because of that. So that you know, they've lost my money right there.
That's probably a good idea.
Did you say anything? But soon it's going to be everywhere, sir.
Yeah.
I mean, I know
it's
grocery stores and tanning salons and check cashing places and gyms right now here in Austin where they're thumb scanning. Go ahead.
On the packet it says they're using a unique the system uses unique measurements from your fingers to help link your ticket to you. See, they're helping us.
Yeah, and then they say on our local news, oh, don't worry, it doesn't keep your fingerprint, it just keeps a digital image of zeros and ones. Well, those zeros and ones are computed into the image of your finger, and that biometric calculation is a human number. Let he with understanding reckon the number, for it is a human number. A human number, biometrics, the science of creating digital algorithms off of the human body's context. Anything else? What did you say to these idiots?
What's that?
Did you say anything to them?
No, not really. I was with my family. I didn't want to make a big deal of it.
Well, it is a big deal.
I know. But I won't go back. But the Washington Post did an article about the dim outlook on the Iraq war. I wouldn't be surprised. Never cancel any option they might do, but they may do old Georgie boy like they did Kennedy as a sacrifice to advance even further activity.
I don't know. I hope nothing ever happens to Bush. He's a total puppet. He needs to be prosecuted for his crimes. But you can't put anything past the globalists, thanks for the call. And, yeah, that would advance the globalist operations, and that's why I hope that never happens. But let's go ahead and talk to Rita in Illinois. Rita, go ahead.
Hi, Alex. Earlier you were talking about the teddy bear's picnic, which I seen when you said that he was making fun of you, but it still makes those megalomaniacs look pretty bad.
Well, you know, he's a member and attacked me in a national five-part series that aired on Trio Network and in Europe as well.
Well, he's the guy that provides the entertainment for him, isn't he? Like when they come down there, doesn't he and the that one guy from Lenny and Squiggy, don't they set up?
Well, he's an actual member.
Oh, okay.
I mean, they do have, big Hollywood stars come in, but they're not for entertainment. I mean, though they do take part in it.
Well, the main thing I called you before about...
Well, what did you think of Teddy Bear's Picnic?
Well, I didn't think that the guy who was, like, infiltrating looked so goofy. You know, I think that they look goofy.
No, he sure admits it's supposed to be me. I mean, it's not like I'm sitting here.
Alex?
Yeah, what else was on your mind?
All right, remember, though, that today's mighty oak was merely yesterday's nut that held its ground.
Yes.
Okay.
Anything else?
Well, a little bit, but nah, that's okay.
No, you know what? We can get you on in a little while. You want to hold?
Nah, I'll leave room for other people. I'll give you a call back.
Okay, bye, sweetheart. We'll be right back.
Hey, Hi, folks. Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my most comprehensive documentary exposing the New World Order's orchestration of the September 11th attacks yet. In my new film, The Masters of Terror, we chronicle the globalist master plan for world domination. The Masters of Terror details how the elite are using manufactured terrorism to drive the world population into accepting tyranny. Witness in horror the execution of the September 11th attacks and the ensuing whitewash. The cashless society control grid, implantable microchips, mass mind control, militarization of police, concentration camps, foreign troops massing on U.S. soil, the USA Patriot Act, Super Big Brother Total Information Awareness Network, and much, much more. It is absolutely vital that everyone see the Masters of Terror. Only by exposing the perpetrators of September 11th can we stop them from carrying out the next wave of attacks and destroying our constitutional republic. Order online now at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139.
The Berkey Light is your premier source for purified water. It's portable and requires no water pressure, so you can enjoy healthy drinking water, whether it's during normal times or hostile environments like a local or national emergency. That's because it can purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes and stagnant ponds. The Berkey Light is unique because it removes pathogenic bacteria, cyst parasites, and harmful chemicals to below detectable levels. It also removes foul taste and odors like the rotten egg smell of sulfide, and it extracts nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving in the healthful and nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berkey Light's rechargeable LED lighting system is so bright it can be used as a reading light. Get the Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
Sandal season is finally here, but not for those of us too embarrassed to wear them because of yellow, unsightly toenails. If your nails look dark or discolored, now's the time to start using patented Non-X Nail Gel. All-natural Non-X is a topical ethanoic acid gel that clears out the source of the problem, the dark or yellow material that builds up under the nails called keratin debris.
Non-X Nail Gel is absolutely amazing. I used to have yellow nails, and now they look clear and almost perfect. I'm wearing sandals again.
Non-X Nail Gel removes yellowing keratin debris, is podiatrist recommended, and has been clinically shown to improve nail clarity. It's also money-back guaranteed. You'll find Non-X Gel, spelled N-O-N-Y-X, in the foot care section at Rite Aid, Walgreens, Long's, Brooks, and independent pharmacies nationwide, or online at drugstore.com. Non-X Nail Gel, for clearer nails and feet that look great in sandals.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're now 8 minutes and 30 seconds into the second hour. Paul Joseph Watson is waiting in the wings to give us a news blitz and go over Lee Hamilton put on the gridiron on the spit and rotisseried on C-SPAN as the majority of the callers called in about government prior knowledge and involvement in 9/11. And again, for those that don't know or just joined us, Lee Hamilton, vice chairman of the 9/11 cover-up terrorist committee. But I really wanted to have this individual call back in today. And, in fact, we've even got a phone line open for now. In fact, keep a line open for this guy. When somebody fills up that last line, just tell him, sorry, we're going to have to wait until he calls in. This fella called yesterday at the very end of the broadcast, and I learned that as soon as I said put him on hold, because I wanted to comment on him and then bring him back up, he had already hung up. I'd like him to call in and defend his statement. And I'm glad you did this. I really should spend more time on depleted uranium because there's nothing depleted about it. It just has one of the isotopes taken out of it. I'm going to have Dr. Rocky, who literally wrote the book for the Pentagon, their chief scientist. But I'm not just going to have him on. I'm going to have three or four more scientists on. And I think I'm going to have some mothers and wives on who have dead husbands who breathe this stuff and then died of nasal cancer. Because I know you're probably somebody who worships George Bush. and you worship the government and you love the war, and you're mad that I talk about people who stick these stickers on their cars that say support the troops, when if you really supported the troops, you'd say bring them home. You'd be upset about how they're given experimental vaccines against their will, which is a felony. You'd be upset about how they serve 2 years in country and then are told, no, you're going to serve two more. You'd be upset about how they're fed rotten meals by Halliburton. You'd be upset about how they have to pay to be flown back, many of them, when they have their arms and legs blown off. That's all admitted. But without further ado, here is this fellow's call. And, sir, here's the number in case you missed it. 1-800-259-9231. Come on, don't just call up and snipe at me. You got something to say, call back in. 1-800-259-9231. Get it through your brain. The Army's own handbooks say it is deadly poisonous alone, much worse than lead. And then when it's aerosolized, it goes into the lungs and has the cumulative effect of massive radiation. They've done tests, the New Scientist has, the New York Daily News has, two rims of radiation. That will kill you over a decade. Okay? He said, oh, well, I know somebody's got one of these radiation badges. Well, my dad's a dentist. They got those around those x-ray machines, and if one is leaking and there's really high radiation, it'll start changing colors. That's not what DU does. It's a different type of radiation. You twit. I'm sorry. Call back in. I bet you're afraid to. 1-800-259-9231. You are a bully, and you're afraid to call into this show. Go ahead and call me. 1-800-259-9231. I happen to care about the troops, so you stop implying things that aren't true. By the way, I think I may make a film about depleted uranium. I might or put a segment in the film about the poisons, you know, the sodium fluoride, the mercury, the lead. I know you may agree with local CBS News. By the way, find that clip next where they say mercury's nutritious. But I don't. I know mercury's bad for our children's brains. Go ahead and roll that clip. All right, let's go to Dale in Texas. Dale, go ahead. You're on the air.
Hey, Alex. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Hey, I got some stuff that just come back from Iraq, including a radiac detector that's worn on the wrist of a M1A1 Abrams tank commander's uniform. You know, he puts it on his wrist to monitor any radiation.
Sure.
And there is no indications at all of any radiation at all on it.
Sir,
been a year out there with all this, quote, DU. And I was just wondering, how much money are you making out of playing on people's fears?
Okay. You know what? Can we get you on tomorrow for a full hour?
No.
Put him on hold for a second. Dale, I want to get your number, or I want to guarantee that you'll come on for a full hour tomorrow with me. Okay? He hung up. He hung up. See, Dale, call back in right now, 1-800-259-9231. Okay, has he called in? Oh, by the way, I think I know this fella because some of my friends are his mutual friend. I even know we're pretty sure who he is. And he's never liked me. I think he's always been jealous of me. There's a lot of people like that. I really have no idea why. But the point here is that it isn't about Alex Jones or you. DU is deadly dangerous, and they used 300,000 tons of it this time, triple what they used in the last war. Paul Watson, if he thinks DU is so good, maybe he should snort a line of it and enjoy the cancer he gets. Paul?
Well, it's good to be back. He didn't even specify where this soldier was based. I mean, you get all these chill reporters coming back from Iraq saying that it's peaceful tranquility, and where do they go? They go to the green zone, which is the most heavily fortified area there, which still gets bombed. But, you know, it might have been there, where the only place where they would keep the DU away. So,
well, I mean, they have the DU rounds in the Abrams tank and in their cannon, not just in their main gun. The Bradley fighting vehicles have it. Even the Humvee guns have it. The A-10s fire it. I mean, they're serving them out more and more. Different armaments now, not just the Abrams tanks or the Vulcan guns, that's what they're called in the Warthogs. But the military admits it's deadly poison and radioactive. But this guy No, we're evil. We're just totally evil.
Well, I mean, you know what will happen. Time magazine will do a big expose on it, get one tiny detail wrong, and then they'll be forced to apologize to the White House, and the whole thing will be buried. That's what usually happens.
Guys, did you find that clip where Mercury's good for you? Let's play that, too, because I'm a kook, though. I'm making money off this, folks. Really, Mercury's good for you. Here it is.
Mercury-containing vaccines may have on kids.
A life-saving device wins over-the-counter approval by the FDA.
And sick of your glasses and contact lenses, a new corrective eye surgery is approved today. Here's tonight's medical headlines with Medical Watch reporter Seema Mather.
Mercury-containing vaccines may help, not harm, kids, according to two new studies in the journal Pediatrics. There have been widespread concerns that mercury-based preservatives in vaccines might impair the neurological development of children. These new studies suggest that the opposite, that the preservatives may actually be associated with improved behavior and mental performance.
Well, Paul, I guess we've been disproven again. Mercury is good for our children's brains. Doesn't matter if we have the electromicroscope video of it being, and top scientists saying it's the most deadly for destroying neurons. I guess we're bad to talk about that too, Paul.
Well, I mean, it reminds me with the vaccines of the MMR triple jab in this country, which two or three years ago, 99% of parents in a poll objected to having that injected into their children.
Well, they're just trying to make money off it. They're
well,
bad,
the government came out and said, we're going to promote a PR campaign to convince people that it's really safe. So over the course of the next year, every news report you saw was pro-MMR jab, and miraculously, a year later, you know, 50% of parents support the use of it. After the government admitted that they were going to do a PR campaign.
Yeah, Paul, I've had the soldiers on that are still alive, but countless died. They admit in the BBC that in 85, in Wales, U.S. and British troops were ordered to stand out in open air and have nerve gas sprayed on them. Some of them died that day. They then dissected their bodies and didn't give body parts back to the families. But I guess that doesn't exist either, Paul. The atomic soldiers don't exist. We shouldn't talk about it, Paul.
Well, no, and all the psychological drugs tested on soldiers at places like Edgewood. I suppose that doesn't exist either.
Yeah,
I mean, what was it that Kissinger said about soldiers? Pawns for foreign policy. They really care about them.
Yeah, we're not patriotic. We're bad, Paul. So you want to apologize to him, or should I do it? I'm going to apologize to Dale. Dale, we're real sorry. You're right. DU's good, and it's no problem for the troops, and we're just evil, and well, you've caught us. And so now I'm going to quit doing my broadcast from this day forward. I'm just going to crawl off into a hole somewhere. Has he called in yet? Well, where are you, buddy? Come on, come shoot your mouth off some more. I'm going to line up extravaganzas of top experts on this. But I guess, you know, they're evil too, you know, Paul. All the cancers they're having removed from their bodies.
It's certainly getting through to the troops themselves. New York Times today, after lowering goal, Army falls short on May recruits. They've fallen short again, 25%, even after lowering the target. So it's getting through to them.
Well, but they might be with Al-Qaeda, you know. Paul, what's the other news you want to cover today?
Obviously, we're going to go through this Lee Hamilton, former vice chairman of 9/11 Commission, appeared on C-SPAN on May 26th on Washington Journal. They took around 10 callers throughout the course of the 48-minute show, and six of them raised issues related to the true story behind 9/11.
He must have been on another C-SPAN show, because I saw another clip of him on an afternoon show, and he took more calls than that, which I haven't watched all this new video you put up this hour, which this was the May 26th?
May 26th.
Okay, you might check their archives. I think there's another one where he was on with the other chairman. But please continue.
Yeah, and the majority of the callers raised issues relevant to the true story of government involvement in 9/11. And it was very interesting to see Hamilton and Brian Lamb, who attacked you last year, have to sit and squirm through this barrage of truth on live television. So we got six clips, short clips to play.
All right, we'll also take calls. There's a bunch of other news as well. Everybody, Don't touch that dial. This is powerful info coming at you. And remember, DU is nutritious.
Did you know that you can trace every sickness, every disease, and every ailment ultimately to mineral deficiency? Did you also know that 99% of American people are deficient in minerals, and a marked deficiency in any one of the more important elements actually results in disease? More than likely, this includes you. Arm yourself with the minerals you need from Mother Earth Minerals. Mother Earth Minerals specializes in providing the primary building blocks for nutritional supplementation, including liquid, water-soluble, elemental mineral suspensions, contain the essential nutrients required for the proper function of muscles, nerves, blood vessels, and organs. Founder True Ott, PhD, is so confident that you will be pleased from the results of supplementing your diet with Mother Earth Minerals that he offers an unconditional guarantee. Start your fight against mineral deficiency by calling toll-free 866-989-9876 or visit MotherEarthMineralsInc.com and order Dr. Ott's book, Secret Assassins in Food, to learn more about the chemicals in food that are attacking you daily. Again, call 866-989-9876 or visit MotherEarthMineralsInc.com.
Now you can upgrade your existing gravity filter to remove chemicals such as trimethylenes, atrazine, benzene, chlorine, chloroform, and MTBE to below detectable limits. Black Berkey elements are so powerful, they remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and transform water, even raw, stagnant pond water, into delicious, crystal clear drinking water. Nitrates, nitrites, radon-222, unwanted heavy metals like lead, mercury, and aluminum are no problem. Foul tastes like chlorine and obnoxious sulfur odors are removed without removing the healthful and beneficial minerals that your body needs. Black Berkey elements glow 1.5 to 2 times faster than ordinary gravity elements, which means it takes much less time to filter your water. Supercharge your gravity filter today. Upgrade to Black Berkey purification elements. Get a 2-pack for only $96 or a 4-pack for only $175. Call New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
Hi, folks. Jack Browning from Midas Resources, the real money folks. Let's review a few things from the past year, November 2003 to November 2004. The Dow has ranged from 9,800 to 10,300, a 5% increase. The dollar's value has dropped from 96 cents to 70 cents against the euro, a 24% decrease in spending power against the gold-backed euro. Gold has gone from the 390s to the 440s, a 16% increase in real money. Precious metals are the safe haven in today's hectic marketplace. To learn how to protect your shrinking dollar, call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237. Remember, gold is liquid, private, and portable. Call now before your buying power shrinks even more dramatically. That's Midas Resources at 800-686-2237.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Has anyone told you how the Patriot Acts number 1 and 2 is the groundwork to eliminate all of our freedoms guaranteed to us by the Bill of Rights? Have you been told that they infringe upon the 1st, 2nd, 4th, 5th, and 14th Amendment? This is minimum infringement. There may be more. Is your guaranteed right to freedom of speech, assembly, religion, privacy, and to own a gun important to you? We'd like to help you understand why these things are happening by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Call now. Our operators are standing by to take your order.
Say it's deadly poison and builds up in the body and gives cumulative radiation poisoning. This guy says it's nutritious, basically, and I'm evil for talking about it. But getting back to one of the whitewashers, the co-chairman of the 9/11 Commission, Paul, let's start going through these clips, and then we'll get into some other news and take some calls. Let's go ahead and roll this first clip from C-SPAN as Lee Hamilton gets this first call. Go ahead.
Bullets on Connecticut. Go ahead, please.
Yes. Good morning, Brian, and thank you for taking my call. I'm a Washington Journal junkie. I just want to ask the following question, which is PBS aired a documentary called America Rebuilds, in which Larry Silverstein, who held the leases on the towers, admits to pulling, which is another word for imploding, World Trade Center Building 7. And I'm just wondering why World Trade Center Building 7, which was half the height of the other two towers, wasn't even mentioned in the report. And I'd also like to give the following website, which has archived at least parts of this documentary, which is www.prisonplanet.com /011904WTC7.html. And I'd like if you could please comment on this. Thank you.
We had a lot of very difficult decisions to make in putting the report together about what to include and what to exclude. We collected a horrendous amount of material, stacks and stacks of it, interviewed thousands of people, went over several million pages of documents. The emphasis at the site, of course, were on the towers, and that's where the loss of life occurred overwhelmingly. It's where, if corrections are made, you can save the most lives if anything like that occurs in the future. And so some things were left out of the report. I do not recall offhand whether Building 7 was discussed in some of our annex materials.
It wasn't.
Or not. It may have been. But I think the report itself had to focus on the primary targets.
Shelby Township, Michigan.
All right, good pause. That's the first clip. So they don't put it in the report. The report says there's no support columns in the middle of the building, even though all the plans say that. Paul, that was a great caller. We commend her. But, yeah, Larry Silverstein says they blew it up, but Lee Hamilton, just we didn't discuss it. He just kind of glazed over it, Paul.
Well, that's what he tries to do on all of them. In some cases, they just cut the callers off as soon as they talk about something important. But, again, it's this whole independent commission farce. I mean, the chairman, Keane, in business with the Bin Ladens, was appointed directly by Bush. How is that independent? And, in fact, Hamilton himself, in a different clip, we haven't got that clip, but it's on the video, is confronted by his past activity in whitewashing other investigations related to Bush's father, and he tips and squirms on that one as well. So, I mean, that's the first clip. Second clip is even more important. It talks about how Cheney, as the plane which hit the Pentagon came in, was giving the order to let the order stand as it got closer and closer, 40 miles, 30 miles, 20 miles. So that question is raised in the second clip.
Let's go ahead and roll that. Start rolling again.
Columbia, Maryland, go ahead, please.
Yes, good morning, C-SPAN.
Good morning.
Sir, I would like to ask you this question regarding the testimony of Laura Mineta, the Secretary of Transportation, who appeared before you guys on May 23rd, 2003. And Laura Mineta was at the Emergency Operations Center in the White House with Vice President Dick Cheney around 9:20 on September 11, 2001. And during that time, Laura Mineta said to you guys that while he was there, quote, during the time that the airplane was coming into the Pentagon, there was a young man who would come in and say to the vice president, the plane is 50 miles out, the plane is 30 miles out. And when it got down to 10 miles out, the young man also said to the vice president, do the orders still stand? And the vice president turned and whipped his neck around and said, of course the orders still stand. Have you heard anything to the contrary? Now, this had to be the Pentagon. The flight that hit the Pentagon. How can Dick Cheney know this and Donald Rumsfeld not know it, the president not know it, the military not know it? And another question, sir.
I'm going to let you go. First, I want to ask you, how often do you get these kind of questions? Because there seems to be a whole world out there that revolves around every jot and tittle of everything that's ever been said. Suspecting that this is a conspiracy.
Well, that's right.
Hit pause, rewind it about 10 seconds. We'll come back with the answer. A conspiracy, that's the testimony. He was ordering NORAD to stand down. It's admitted. Paul, stay there. There's a lot more coming up, ladies and gentlemen. It just, The sun came up this morning. It's a conspiracy.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
JLS Research, founders of a revolutionary new all-natural deodorant, wants to get up close and personal with you. You wear deodorant, right? Well, let's hope you do. You obviously wear it to cover up that embarrassing underarm odor. Well, why mask the odor when you can completely eliminate the bacteria which causes the odor in the first place? Check out this new product. It's called No BO, and you won't believe how effectively it works. I know, you're wondering, how can you trust No BO to eliminate your embarrassing body odor? Look, the creator of No BO understands what you're going through. She knows you want a safe deodorant that contains no aluminum, preservatives, chemicals, or petroleum-based products. She also knows that while you want it all natural, you want it very effective. That's why she had to search 40 years to find this all-natural product that actually soothes the skin while it attacks bacteria. Try Nobio. It comes with a 100% money-back offer. Nobio is so highly concentrated, a little goes a long way. Give them a call at 888-881-NOBIO. Check out their website at no-bo.com. Come on, it's time for you to enjoy the sweet smell of success with Nobio. That's no-bo.com.
Now you can bring Berkey purification power anywhere with the Sport Berkey filtration bottle. Ideal for sporting games, camping or boating, or Sport Berkey is small enough to store in your glove box, so it's ideal backup for unexpected emergencies like blackouts, floods, or earthquakes. It's simply the best personal water filtration system available. So effective you can drink raw, untreated water from lakes, rivers, and streams. Unlike other sport bottles, the Sport Berkey's patented filter formulation is so powerful it removes cysts, parasites, harmful bacteria, and chemicals like herbicides and pesticides. It even reduces radon-222, lead, and other heavy metals. This lightweight, rugged 22-ounce filter is small enough to go everywhere, so take one to work and keep another in your glove box for emergencies. Get the Berkey Sport for only $39. Get two for $70 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Order your Berkey Sport today. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
If you're concerned about keeping your cardiovascular system healthy but don't want to take prescription drugs, then take a look at heartandbodyextract.com from Healthy Hearts Club. It's a 100% certified organic liquid extract. It provides your body with the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytochemicals it needs to heal and balance itself. By getting the nutrients it needs, your body can balance your blood pressure and your cholesterol levels on its own without prescription drugs, and you'll have more energy. What's more, your body can clean and clear your arteries on its own as long as it has the proper nutrients. Everybody understands the importance of keeping their arteries clear, but did you know that in 25% of the cases, the first symptom of blocked arteries is death? Don't take unnecessary risks. Keep your arteries healthy and clear by taking Heart and Body Extract. To get Heart and Body Extract, go to heartandbodyextract.com or call 1-866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Call now.
Don't worry. This show is documented. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
I fell in.
All right, Cleveland and Chris and Brian and Jerry and many others, we're still keeping that line open with the caller earlier who's basically saying that we're evil because we say DU is bad. Well, you've done it now. I was already intending to get a bunch of DU scientists back on, but that's it. I'm getting all the top ones in the world who wrote the books for the military, you name it. And I'm going to keep challenging you to call in and deal with it and tell scientists that it's nutritious and that we're evil. But most of Dr. Rocky's team, by the way, have died. He went there for the cleanup in 1991 after the Gulf War. But Paul, continuing with these clips, this guy brings up the really good point of Cheney, and we know what that order was, even though he's declared national security, in control of the whole, quote, war game and ordering the stand down the entire time. Any other comments before we finish up his comment to the question?
Well, you said with the first clip, he simply evades it by stating that it wasn't in the report. Well, this was. It's a direct quote, so it's not any kind of conspiracy. But again, he still manages to sidestep the issue and tries to absolve Cheney.
And Brian Lamb, who spent an hour and a half attacking me last year but wouldn't let me on to defend myself, Brian Lamb calls it a conspiracy, and you know, every jot and every tittle, you know, like we're a bunch of evil people for wanting to know what Dick Cheney did when he was doing. I mean, it's incredible, Paul.
It's a blatant setup, but they were pretty much on the back foot throughout the entire show because the over half the calls were of this nature. All
that
the
is, yeah, they were rocking back on their heels like they were in the corner on the ropes. Let's go ahead and play the rest of that question.
And another question, sir.
I'm going to let you go. First, I want to ask you, how often do you get these kind of questions? Because there seems to be a whole world
listen
out
that
there
nervous
that
coughing.
Revolves around every jot and tittle of everything that's ever been said, suspecting that this is a conspiracy.
Well, that's right. Look, we're still arguing about the assassination of Abraham Lincoln. And we're arguing about John F. Kennedy's assassination. September 11th is one of the most traumatic days in the history of our country, maybe the most traumatic. We on the 9/11 Commission took our best crack at it. We were ordered by the statute to tell the story of 9/11, put aside the recommendations. We did the very best we could on that. But it's a dynamic situation. Information continually comes up, and there's a lot of suspicion about what we found and what we didn't find. So these stories will continue. Now, with regard to Cheney's action, he was the person in the White House. The president at the time was in Sarasota, Florida, and speaking to that small group, really, of children. And communications were not as good as we would like them to have been between President Bush and the White House at that time. And incidentally, that's one of the things we think have been corrected since that time.
Okay.
But the vice president was in the operation.
Oh, keep going. I'm sorry.
Sense. He was in communication with the president as quickly as he could be at that point in time. And yet, we did find a flaw in the communication problems.
Okay, before we go to the next clip, again, if there's a flood, the president cancels what he's doing to go grandstand. He saw the first plane hit, he said. Then he saw the second one in the green room. We have the Times of London photos. Then he went out and lied about it and said he never even had an idea. Then he said, okay, I did see the plane hit. And we have all this going on. That was for the photo op, so we could see the president respond on national TV. They talk about Kennedy assassinations, conspiracy theories, Abraham Lincoln. No, this is in the report that Dick Cheney was in control and in doing all of this. We know that. We know they ordered NORAD to stand down. We know all that happened. And they just throw out the term conspiracy theory, Paul.
Well, yeah, and we got the photos of Bush sitting in the school with the video of the second tower smoking behind him, and he's on the phone as the plane is coming in to the Pentagon. So he is in communication. And again, it's this whole thing, it's all a big mistake. Well, a caller raises on the fourth clip the fact that if it's all a big mistake, why is no one connected with it being reprimanded? And in fact, many were rewarded, including the visa personnel who let the supposed terrorists into the country in the first place, got giant bonuses.
Well, so the again, FBI agent that threatened to arrest the other agents if they didn't follow W-199-I and stand down, they got a record cash bonus. But Paul, I mean, listening to these two, people say, well, 9/11 is so big, they never get away with it. They're not. We're the majority now. People are waking up. 90-plus percent of the people in America believe the government killed Kennedy. I mean, anybody who looks at the facts. So basically, they knew it was going to come out, and they just think they'll be able to ride this bucking bronco. But they're not going to be able to do that, Paul.
Well, no. That's what we can talk about after the clips.
All right, let's go to the next clip. What's the third clip?
Third clip is a little bit longer. It's about 3 minutes. Somebody raises David Ray Griffin's lecture on C-SPAN and his book.
All right, go ahead and roll that.
Here you're in Concord, Massachusetts.
Oh, good. Sorry. Good morning. C-SPAN's Book TV recently did a lecture from the University of Wisconsin about the events surrounding 9/11. The lecturer, a person by the name of David Ray Griffin, is a professor emeritus at the University of Charmel, and he certainly is no freaky conspiracy theorist. He is a man with gravitas. It was his conclusion, based upon the evidence, that that 9/11 was that the government was complicit in and engineered 9/11. Now, before you dismiss this as nonsense, the audience of over 400 people gave the person a standing ovation. It seems that these theories are starting to take currency in the country, and it appears that you have a lot of splaining to do.
Caller, let me ask you, why would the government want 9/11 to happen, in your opinion?
Because the pretext for war, the pretext for the planning of the operation of the Gulf, of the war in the Gulf. You needed a pretext, and, and this was it.
Okay, let's assume that that's correct. Why would the government want to go to war in Iraq?
Hello?
Yeah.
I think there were three reasons. One was for the to make the Middle East safe for Israel. The other one was to bring market forces into that area. And the third one was to establish military bases.
Hit pause. Enough
for me.
And then rewind it 5 seconds. Now, let me give you the reasons, what PNAC said. $4 trillion in oil in Iraq, $3 trillion in Afghanistan, and that's discovered oil ready to be pumped down. Hundreds of billions in weapon sales per year. A domestic police state here in America and a way to silence dissenters and put in the national ID card and the biometric control grid. And, Paul, there's other reasons, too.
Well, yeah. Primarily, it was the launch pad for the war on Iran, which they kind of screwed up the planning on that one somewhat with the insurgency. But, yeah, as you mentioned, it was the crackdown at home. I mean, Tony Blair, right before the war started, as a million people marched in London, had tanks rolling around Heathrow for a terror alert to do with missiles that later turned out to be faked.
And fake Ryerson reports and fake reports about what Saddam's WMDs. All right, back to the 9/11 whitewasher, back to Lee Hamilton. Go ahead.
The other one was to bring market forces into that area, and the third one was to establish military bases.
I'm not familiar in any detail with Professor Griffin's work, so I don't know that I can respond. But the charge, of course, that the United States government was complicit in 9/11 is just extraordinary. And we found zero evidence of that, that our government planned that attack. So I think the burden of persuasion is on their side here, and I'd be very, very skeptical. He said the evidence is very strong. I haven't seen that evidence.
Have you read David Griffin's book?
No.
Have you heard about David Griffin's book?
Yes.
And what do you do when you get a book like that? Do you have people to go over it?
Well, look, we have hundreds of people like that commenting on our report, maybe thousands, looking at every detail. We had 1,600 footnotes. They look at all 1,700. They look at every footnote. And that's okay. That's the way it ought to be. We cannot respond to every critic. If we spent all of our time responding to critics, we wouldn't have gotten anything done at all.
All right. I mean, this is too rich, Paul. We have Operation Northwoods, the official U.S. government plan to carry out 9/11. Then we have the prima facie motive on the face of it. We have Dick Cheney, Brzezinski, and Pentagon planners saying we need, quote, helpful Pearl Harbor events. We have the Gulf of Tonkin never happening. 58,000 Americans then died. Presidential libraries now release that. We have the blowing up of the Maine. We have Hitler blowing up the Reichstag. We have our own government with the USS Liberty. We have Operation Gladio, which was carried out. Our government admits they carried out bombings and killed people to blame it on foreign enemies. I mean, what is he talking about? There's no evidence of that, Paul.
Well, I mean, he says that it's ridiculous that the government would be responsible. He is the government. He's been a government pimp all his political life, which a caller raises in a different call, the fact that he covered up for them before. So, of course, he's not going to accuse himself of being involved with it because that was his job. He was staffed to do.
Well, somebody should have called in about how it's, quote, an independent commission. They tried to have Kissinger in his place at first, but no one bought that. It was too big of a joke. And, I mean, Bush appointed these people.
Yeah, and Keane has business connections to the Bin Laden family, just like the Bushes do.
And so does the chief staffer of the commission.
And the rest of it is that we won't feature, because it's obviously 48 minutes long, is Brian Lamb basically throwing in the left-right paradigm. Oh, Richard Benvenisto was on the panel, so surely that makes it impartial and non-partisan. We had Democrats as well, and they're just as involved as the Republicans were. You know, Clinton having several opportunities to kill Bin Laden before Bush came to power. In every instance, he refused to do it. Sudan offered to hand him over, Afghanistan offered to hand him over, and it never took place because he works for the same people.
All right, let's go ahead and go to the next clip. What's this next clip?
Next clip is about the fact that if it was all a mistake, then why is no one held responsible for it?
All right, here it is.
Massachusetts. I'm sorry, Pontiac, Michigan, you're on the air.
Hi, I'm a first-time caller. Thank you for letting me call. I just have a couple questions. This commission, to me, held no one responsible. There's no accountability. That and the fact that there's so much more that was left out of the commission, it leads to people speculating. I think we should be more forthright. If there's things that may not even make us happy as Americans, we should be aware of those things as well. If we made some poor decisions, we should have people in higher power take more accountability.
Did anybody anywhere in our government lose their job over 9/11?
I don't think so. Not so far as I know. Now, who knows for sure? I mean, George Tenet left, but I think under different circumstances, so far as I know. But the question of accountability is one that we wrestled with, and I'd have to go back to my earlier comment here. I do not believe you can say one person was responsible for 9/11. I do think you can go back and say a lot of mistakes were made.
Now, I mean, this guy is just mind-boggling, the things that they're saying, the things that they're doing, Paul. And again, you said it earlier, the people that were involved in 9/11, they were all promoted. The people that exposed government involvement, they all got in trouble.
Well, exactly. And that, I mean, he's reading straight from the playbook. The whitewash is to make everybody believe that it was a mistake. And you'll even have people who supposedly come out of left field to attack the government, criticize the government, but it's always on the grounds of this person made a mistake, this agency made a mistake, and that only fulfills the whitewash that they intended in the first place, which is to make people believe that it was just an error, lack of communication, when it was a directed conviction to carry out this attack, which the massive.
I wish somebody would have brought up to them that in their report they said that there was no support columns in the middle of the building when the towers had the biggest support columns of any building in the world, and in their report they just said there were no support columns, Paul.
Well, exactly, but in every case he doesn't directly address the question, which is obviously 101 what you would do in that position if you were trying to cover it up.
Well, also he said he didn't know Griffin, and then he said he did. Let's go ahead and go to the next clip. Here it is.
Head, please. New York City.
I'd like to ask you a very, very important question. How is it that you gave General Myers and Donald Rumsfeld a free ride, and they had said they had no idea about NORAD on that day when Cynthia McKinley had asked them questions in the middle of the night on C-SPAN, and they did 100% acknowledge that there was 5 war games that morning, and in addition to that, that Donald Rumsfeld was in total control. And we also want to know who shut down the SAM missiles.
Thanks, caller.
We think NORAD made some mistakes on the lead up to 9/11 and could have reacted more aggressively and robustly than they did. We did not hold General Myers or Secretary Rumsfeld responsible for that. But we did make some critical comments about NORAD and their ability to respond to these kind of attacks.
There's a couple stories out this.
Well, I tell you, you can hear them coughing, chaffing, really under the hot lights there. And you hear Lamb starting to cut people off pretty quickly, don't we, Paul?
Well, yeah, and he does that again in the next clip. That one again, blaming NORAD when we know that NORAD were confused by those drills. They were replacing people in the command structure with rookies it was their first day on the job. That came out, Tom Flocko reported that on WorldNet Daily as well.
And 3 months before, they took the power away from the generals to shoot aircraft down, which they'd had since 57, and gave it just to Rumsfeld and Dick Cheney. Let's play the next clip. Go ahead and roll it.
Hamilton, we go to Augusta, Georgia. Good morning.
Mr. Hamilton, Terry McDermott of the Los Angeles Times confirmed in an article that U.S. support of Israel was a major influence on Sheikh Khalid Mohammed, who was mentioned on page 147 of the 9/11 Commission report. He'd been driven to attack the World Trade Center tragically because of U.S. support for Israel. Why isn't U.S. support of Israel one of the 41 suggestions in the 9/11 Commission report? You can actually see the Covering War panel in which Terry McDermott, again, this Los Angeles Times war and terror reporter, is on. It repeats this coming weekend on C-SPAN 2 at 2 p.m. East Coast time. It was from the outstanding C-SPAN 2 coverage of Los Angeles Times Festival of Books. And Terry McDermott is asked point blank, and he was, and a reference is made to the James Bamford book, A Pretext.
I'm sorry, this is a guy that calls us about every 3 days. It's all right, though. I mean, there's nothing wrong with his question, but he constantly violates our 30-day policy. What did you hear that you want to talk about?
Well, we looked at the question very hard, is why they attack us.
All right, we'll be right back, folks. That's a total whitewash. You know, oh, we're evil, we made the Arabs attack us. That's kind of the Ward Churchill angle. So we'll get Paul's comment on that and then go to your calls on the other side. Stay with us.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here. And the behavior of our police is a reflection of our government. One look in the mirror and we know our country is entering a high-tech police state. Here's just a sample from my documentary film, Police State 2, The Takeover.
In downtown Seattle today, the First Amendment ended.
The civil emergency was created by the police.
Riot police attacked people on the street indiscriminately.
The medical bills are going to be enormous for me.
You see them here with their hands cupped behind their backs. They are being led into the Sandpoint Brig. The neighbors in that area of Sandpoint Naval Air Station were shocked to hear that the old brig was being reopened.
This information is absolutely vital for all freedom lovers in the United States. Order your video today. Call toll-free at 888-253-3139. The number to order the takeover again is 888-253-3139. Or go to my website, Infowars.com.
Now you can enjoy the most delicious, freshest, and healthiest drinking water anytime, even while traveling, during outdoor sporting activities, and in hospital filtration environments such as local or national emergencies. The revolutionary Berkey Light removes pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and harmful or unwanted chemicals to below detectable levels. It also removes foul tastes and odors like that rotten egg smell of sulfide, and it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving in the healthful and nutritional minerals your body needs. The Berkey Light is so powerful it can purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds. The Berkey Light is transparent and glows in the dark with its rechargeable LED lighting system, so it can be used as a night light or camp light. Get the Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
Finally, for millions of Americans at risk with high cholesterol, there's Liquid Quell. Doctor-recommended, safe, effective, affordable cholesterol control, available now at major wholesale clubs everywhere without a prescription. Here's Dr. Sherry Rainwater, MD.
I recommend Quell to my patients because it's been shown to be effective and safe in reducing cholesterol.
Quell is an easy way to improve your cholesterol profile without serious side effects in as little as 6 months, guaranteed. And Quell is safe for diabetics, gluten-free, and safe to take with prescriptions. Here's Cheryl G. in California.
Quell lowered my cholesterol significantly in 30 days, something I couldn't do with diet and exercise in 2 to 3 years.
Gentle, fast-acting Liquid Quell is available at major wholesale clubs nationwide and online at quelldirect.com. Quell your cholesterol today, risk-free and guaranteed. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. Quell is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Individual results may vary.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Paul, I guess that's all the clips of Lee Hamilton.
That's right, yep.
And there's a few others where he got grilled, so the majority of the calls were they're exposing what what they're up to. You know, one other thing is they said at the beginning of the Whitewash Commission that they weren't there to find guilt, just ways to keep us safe. And their recommendations were expand the Patriot Act, national ID cards, total federalization. And so all that is now happening.
Exactly. And in relation to those clips, the last two callers, they kind of tried to counterbalance the whole thing, because the last two callers, the first of which mentioned the capture of Al Libby, so-called Mr. Al-Qaeda number three, which turned out to be a spelling mistake. It was actually a guy with a similar name, differently spelled. He was not Al-Qaeda number three. London Times described him as Floatsome Jetsome. They just picked him up. He was a nobody. But they use that as an example of how the war on terror is succeeding and how the Patriot Act and all this is having such a great success in fighting Al-Qaeda. And then another caller called in about the fact that everybody's talking about weapons of mass destruction or the lack thereof, but what about the Scud missiles that Saddam had? And the British government, the American government's own report stated that most of those missiles couldn't even reach the neighboring country, never mind anywhere else.
Yeah, 1950s-era Soviet pieces of absolute garbage falling apart.
So that was used as to prop up the Iraq war on the last call as well. So they tried to turn it around desperately in the end, but I don't think it worked.
Well, this is happening everywhere, Paul. I mean, I talk about, I do other talk show interviews every day. And I was on in Chicago this morning, and it's also on an L.A. syndicated show. And I got to go up against Arnold's new biographer. But it's just people agree with us. They don't agree with the establishment, and their fraud is coming down. We're going to start the third hour here in just a minute. We are going to accelerate quickly through Ruben and Chris and Brian and Tony and Joe very fast. Each caller will get about a minute or so, then Paul will be able to comment on it. Bunch of other news items coming up. Paul, what's some of the other news we're going to be covering in the next hour?
I did want to raise the situation in Uzbekistan, because that hasn't been covered a lot.
Also, I want to talk about the EU, how big this is that it's falling apart.
Yeah, and tie that into the fact of the awareness spreading about 9/11, because it's directly related, and what came out of the Bilderberg meeting as well. It all ties in.
And then I got the news about a guy coming across the U.S. border with a bloody chainsaw, and they just let him on through, and he killed some people. Oh, we have a bloody chainsaw. I'm going to come right through. Then, but we got to give all our rights up. Paul, tell folks about PrisonPlanet.tv.
It's 15 cents a day if you subscribe for a year. Now there's basically an entire library of Alex's, we call them weekly reports, but there's usually two a week up there. So, I mean, by now...
Last week we had three hour reports, and it's 19 cents a day with a monthly subscription.
That's right, $5.95 a month, which is a monthly subscription renewal. Every major audio interview from the Alex Jones Show, it's basically been every single interview recently, which is what we're trying to keep up. And it's in high quality, 32-bit now, for members, no extra charge. My book, Alex's book, a ton of other documentary films, every single one of Alex Jones's documentary films, including the latest Martial Law. And we've got an anonymous browser function now, which enables members to surf the web without any websites tracking them or registering their details via cookies or anything like that.
It's a cloaking device. Go to PrisonPlanet.tv, or if you want hard copies of any of the films I've made or books that we carry or other videos, call toll-free right now. They can answer all your questions at 1-888-253-3139. Call right now and get the new film, Martial Law. Find out what all the hubbub's about. 1-888-253-3139, and you support freedom at the same time. Or go to Infowars.com and order hard copies of the films and books right off the secure, safe online shopping cart. And the mailing address is posted there as well. Masses of news, your calls first, and Paul Watson riding shotgun with us. Stay with us. Our terror.